SBS Radio.
Traditional dance meets contemporary culture. It's exactly what one unique dance company has been producing works for audiences here and overseas for the last three decades. The dance theatre company, through movement and song, shares ancient Indigenous stories with a contemporary twist. Bangarra Dance Theatre, founded in Sydney 32 years ago, is still strong and now has produced Spirit, a retrospective 2021, for audiences to connect with songlines and stories from right across the country. I'm Kerry Lee Harding and this is the NITV Podcast.
What we thought was to collect different excerpts of little dance pieces from the many different productions over the year, and we had a we call it Spirit because usually Spirit is the name of when we umbrella a more of a retrospective of our work. So we really just went back in the archives and collected different sort of vignettes and excerpts of stories that we could collate together as a whole experience.
You just heard there from Stephen Page, Artistic Director with the Bangarra Dance Theatre, and he was talking about the new work called Spirit, a retrospective 2021, which is on as part of the Sydney Festival program. So how do you produce a dance piece work which encapsulates the past three decades of various dance performances?
We really just went back in the archives and collected different sort of vignettes and excerpts of stories that we could collate together as a whole experience, especially for outdoor and the headland down here at Barangaroo Reserve. So we wanted something special for that significant place that belongs to that wonderful warrior woman, Barangaroo.
The year 2020 and COVID wreaked havoc on the performing arts industry across Australia, and in particular the Indigenous arts industry, as Frances Rings, Associate Artistic Director with Bangarra Dance Theatre, explains.
We're so incredibly excited, actually, you know, to get back on stage. Like the rest of our industry, Bangarra 2020 has been pretty devastating for the company. And, we're just so incredibly excited and feel very, very lucky that we're able to get back on stage and perform and take our stories, you know, to our audiences. And, it's incredibly important that Indigenous art and our stories and our culture, that it's, you know, that it continues to kind of to be told and performed and shared.
Spirit, a retrospective 2021 performance, is set on an outdoor stage at Barangaroo Reserve, which is a culturally significant site named after a strong Cammeraygal woman from the Eora Nation. And Wesley Enoch from the Sydney Festival wanted the Bangarra production to be set at Barangaroo on the Sydney Harbour foreshore to bring the space back to life.
Thank you. over the years, he's been working with public spaces around Sydney and almost reclaiming them, you know, like just helping with the Metropolitan Land Council and MBOB just to reclaim the significant sites. And so he always had his eye on Barangaroo Reserve, as it's a new reserve down here. And I think he just wanted to awaken that energy and spirit here. And so, you know, he's had a lot of ceremonies down here through the Sydney Festival.
So, just how difficult was it to select from all of the Bangarra Dance Theatre productions from the last three decades to put in one show? Stephen Page says they first tried this idea overseas in Canada.
I think what we tried to do, we've got a good 80% of the cast were, we did a retrospective, it's called Spirit in Canada at the end of 2019. And we went from Vancouver to Ottawa, Toronto, Montreal, went into Six Nations Reservation and uprooted some beautiful mob of First Nation Canadians and brought them into the theatre to see this sort of crossover of traditional and contemporary. So it really was based around that program we did there, which is a very, very similar curation of collecting different works. So we would do some sections from Ochres, from Skin, from Bush, from Walkabout. And then a beautiful section from the 2016 work we did, In Her Mind, which was inspired by that beautiful Yolngu woman artist, Nyapa Nyapa. So there's just about 4 to 5 productions we were able to collect those excerpts from.
It actually is quite a difficult job to choose and to curate that kind of program and to find the right balance of pieces that, you know, not only kind of reflect a political and social and cultural time and in our history, but also that they have a connection to the other pieces that are in the program. So, yeah, it is quite hard, actually, to get that right. And, you know, Stephen curated this program, and I think, you know, it's beautiful. There's a beautiful balance there. And I think, you know, some of those works, you know, they're over 20 years old, and, you know, especially the pieces from Ochres. And it's amazing to look at them and that they still stand strong today and that they're still really relevant and powerful, just as they were when they were created back in, you know, 1995.
Francis Rings reflects back on the early days of Bangarra to the present production of Spirit, a retrospective 2021.
Yes, Spirit is a curated program of works and pieces that have been, reflections of our past 32 years. So, you know, there's some really early works in there from Ochres, as well as some later works in there right up until Nyapa Nyapa. We're very fortunate to have alumni come back and perform for the company, our senior incredible elder in residence, Elma Chris, who'll be back joining us for Nyapa Nyapa.
Due to COVID, Bangarra Dance Theatre performers haven't performed for 10 months, and Stephen Page says it's been a difficult year due to the worldwide pandemic, yet the company has survived.
Yeah, look, I think majority of the artists had learned the repertoire. The great thing about when we were in lockdown and we were trying to feed, you know, we're trying to work out what's the best scenario to keep this company alive and afloat. Like, we thought we might have had to stand the dancers down, you know, like we, because, you know, we rely on touring and taking our stories out there to mob and to audiences. And, you know, our Sydney season is about 90% of our box office that keeps us going as a company. So, you know, there's 29 major performing arts companies in this country. And, you know, we're financially probably down the bottom of that scale. So I think we sort of panicked a bit about losing stability and losing resource. You know, we don't take this for granted. You know, like we respect them that we have a resource. You know, not like most of our brothers and sisters out there in small to medium companies and project-based companies. You know, like we hold on to a full-time company. And so, you know, when we were able to get JobKeeper and keep the dancers on, we were working what works for us, you know, in this isolation. And so to go back and look at all our repertoire and feeds, you know, with the Extant story, there's mob connected to that. There's been mob all around the country that have entrusted us with that inspiration of work and story to take out there to the mainstream. So it was really good just to recollect that process and reflect those times and those relationships and feed that knowledge to the existing dancers that are in the company. And yeah, that just fuels their spirit and empowers them. So when they embody that story, it just comes out in that movement. So, no, it's been a beautiful journey. Look, they just haven't performed for 10 months. But, you know, they're a good group, a clan of dancers, you know, and it was just good that we could hang on to them. And, you know, we can't go out there and collect dancers like, you know, the ballet dance, you know, the Australian Ballet can, or the opera can go and get singers. You know, we pretty much develop our artists in our own backyard, you know. So, and, you know, when you look at over all the 120 artists that have come over the years, they've all contributed their energy and spirit, and all those choreographers that I've helped nurture over the years and working closely with our associate director, Frances Rings, you know, they've all had strong contributions to the company. And I think it's that energy that has kept the flame of this company alive.
Yeah, we're all incredibly emotional about this. You know, last year our main stage season was cancelled, and, you know, for the dancers and myself, it's been a difficult time, as many Indigenous people and non-Indigenous people around the country have also had these challenges and face, you know, the hardships of not getting back to see family and not getting back on country and, you know, having to, you know, completely reevaluate and the way that we do things and also prioritise and look at what's important and I guess just, you know, be able to kind of, you know, just reflect on what we're doing and is it priority and what is important about what we do and, you know, it's and our role in you know, being able to contribute and to, I guess, support the arts and our industry. You know, it's been a very reflective time. We don't take this for granted at all. It's been, you know, very difficult and very hard, and we feel for those companies and those artists out there, especially artists that are independent and that don't have a company to fall back on, who've lost work, and you know it's been devastating. And you know we're thinking of those and of those people and those artists when we go on stage, and we're thinking about our communities that we haven't been able to get to.
The musical composition for the production has been described as haunting, and I asked Frances Rings about the music, which is an integral part of Bankara performances.
Well, you know, I like to think that the music, you know, our dancers, the choreography, it, you know, embodies our experience. But what carries it is the music. The music carries the story. And, you know, we have some incredible music, original score from David Page, our songman brother, who is no longer with us, but, you know, he is when we're performing. And and Steve Francis, who has long collaborated with Bangara and David Page, and, you know, he's equally as powerful, you know, the work he does for the company. Yeah, we're really lucky because we create the music. When our composers work to create a score, it's really important that it has all of those elements that describe country and describe people and that capture the essence of what our story is that we're telling. And so, you know, there's lots of language in there. There's lots of, you know, that real sense of being on country, of capturing that time, that particular time, and the, you know, the essence and the spirit of country as well. So, yeah, it's powerful when you sit down and, you know, the beautiful thing is that this is an outdoor performance and, you know, you sit on Gadigal country and, you know, above you is the incredible Gadigal skies and around you is the waters of this powerful country, and you know that just transports you and takes you away. So I mean, what more can you ask for, you know, for your first performance back than to be able to be surrounded by you know, our incredible country and to celebrate that. Yeah.
Francis Rings performed with Bangara for many years before joining the company as the Associate Artistic Director. And Francis is excited about the next generation of Bangara dancers coming through to continue the storytelling through art.
When I watch them perform, I'm always half on stage and half in my seat because, you know, once you've been on that side, it never really leaves you. You have, you know, that sense of you know, being a performer and telling those stories and you know, that responsibility that goes along with that. And I don't think that ever leaves you. So, yeah, I kind of also, you know, am still very moved by, you know, by seeing this generation and the way that they tell the stories and inhabit those roles and, you know, that they have their own qualities and their own way of describing and moving. And it's just as, you know, as important and just as, you know, as powerful. One of the really exciting things is that we actually have, this will be the first performance for our two Russell Page graduate program recipients. And they're our trainees for this year. And we have a Wiradjuri girl, Madison Paloch, and Daniel Mateo, who is a Gamilaroi and Pacifica boy. So, you know, it's exciting. This, you know, next generation coming through. I just, you know, it's for me, I have a sense of pride. And that also it gives you that sense of hope that, you know, with wherever, you know, I go or Stephen goes, whenever we step away and, you know, it's strong. This generation are carrying those stories. They can step into those leadership roles and, you know, that cultural foundation of which the country was found, the company was founded, you know, 32 years ago is still there and still, you know, it's still strong, yeah.
The release of Firestarter, the documentary film on the history of the Bangarra Dance Theatre, is now to be shown at the Sydney Festival.
Sydney Film Festival has a small umbrella program with under the Sydney Festival, the Performing Arts Program, as they were going to premiere Firestarter, the documentary, in June 2020. But in the cases of Corona and so forth and the whole COVID situation, they cancelled that. So they got a great opportunity to put Firestarter within the umbrella of the Sydney Festival. So that was great. And that documentary will have a national cinema release in February.
Upon reflection, what has the Bangarra experience been like for Stephen personally over the many years?
Oh, look, it's been tough. You know, I lost my two brothers along the way and, you know, they're always with me and I reflect our moments and our strong times together. And, you know, I'm constantly aware of the amount of mob that have given their passion and their energy to this company. I totally appreciate all that spirit that has been given to this company. And so for me personally, really, it's just acknowledging what we've had in the past and where we are at the present. How to keep caring for that for the future. So, just personally, just for me, I've just been very fortunate that I can be in a role where I can keep telling and continue to tell our stories.
This is it for this episode of our podcast series. Thank you to our guests today, Stephen Page, Artistic Director, and Frances Rings, Associate Artistic Director, Bangarra Dance Theatre. And you can listen to other NITV podcasts like Take It Black and Ballin' Out. Just go to where you get your podcasts from.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.